Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Hey, it's Trey with Daddy Mojo. I hope you're having a great day. Thanks for joining us as we talk about some of the brand new all-age comics for the week of March 8th, 2017. It is a busy week for Riverdale. There are two releases there. One, Pineapple Under the Sea, our favorite comic book of the week. Not telling you what that is till later. Darkwing Duck. Two Squirrel Girls we'll take a look at. Both different. Both excellent. A manga your teen is going to want to take a look at. And a graphic novel that's going to teach kids how to code and how to read. And it's awesome. One thing I did when I was a kid, and I'm not sure how my parents got into this, but every time we would go to the doctor or the dentist and something had to be done, like a cavity or a shot or something like that, we would always stop off at the bookstore on the way back home, and I could pick up a comic book. Back then, it was nothing. It was like 35, 50 cents. So you can tell I grew up in the late 70s, early 80s. However, moms and dads, if you're out there and you're trying to get your kids engaged into reading and you want them to read, and how do you do this? Maybe if you made it a monthly or a biweekly or some sort of timed ritual, or after something happens, you would stop off at the bookstore and get a comic book. Boom! There you go. It could be a way to get your kids interested in reading without them even knowing that you're doing something. Because moms and dads are clever like that. Yeah, we are kids. Hey, the new all-age comics this week. It's a really neat mix of graphic novels, trade paperbacks, and new single-issue comic books. Let's take a look at the humor comics that are worth noting. There are two from our friends in Riverdale. Archie. That is Reggie and Me. This is a mini-series. Issue 3 of 5 is out this week. This is all about Reggie. Reggie, the handsome prankster that is kind of Archie's joking nemesis in Riverdale. This is going to be more for the fans of Archie, the existing Archie comic book. If you're watching Riverdale on television, you're like, well, maybe I'll give it a shot. You may want to try Archie first. This one's more for the fans of the already existing Archie comics, which is really good, by the way. Highly recommend that. Another one that's springing out from the show Archie, is this one, Josie and the Pussycats. Obviously their own entity, but they've been morphed into the Archie universe for this current series on the CW. They've got a comic book out now. This is issue number 5 of Josie and the Pussycats. This is going to be good for kids, say 8 and up. It's going to skew younger than the show that's on the CW. So if your kids are watching the CW and you're like, this show is not kid appropriate, to an extent, I agree with you. That show on the CW maybe is for ages 10 or 11 and up. These comics, though, they skew just a little bit younger. So fear not, you can jump into Josie and the Pussycats if your child is, say, 8 and up. It is going to require a little bit of reading, but I think they'll enjoy it a lot. Now, sometimes a comic can kind of blend the lines. Is it action? Is it humor? Is it everything? It's not funny, it's just life. This one is more funny with some action, but it's also a superhero in his own entity. Talking about Disney Darkwing Duck. This is a rebooted series from Joe Books. Joe Books has a whole lot of animated properties. They've got some DreamWorks, whole lot of Disney, and they just, boom, make stories, put them into comic books. Most of them are really good. This is one of the really good ones. Darkwing Duck, Superhero Duck. It's going to be great for kids who are 8 and 9 up. The content is going to be great for ages 5 and up because it's just good, silly superhero duck stuff. However, there's going to be a little bit of reading that the younger kids aren't going to be able to do, but the older kids will be able to. So you know what? 8, you'll be able to read this no problem. You'll have fun. You'll laugh. You'll say, hey, Darkwing Duck, make a movie. Come on. And this is your jam. The music you hear in the background is from The Losers, and you can check all of their stuff over at Free Music Archives. Oh, and hey, if you'd be so kind as to leave a note in the service that brought you here, if it's Stitcher, Podcaster, Podomatic, Google Play, iTunes, whatever, if you could just leave a note, maybe giving the podcast a star system or rating it, that would be super, and it would help expose more people to all-age comics and let them know that there's more to the genre than just what they don't know is out there, because frankly, a lot of people think that comics and comic books are just for teens or men in their basement. But that's not true. It's for kids. Kids ages 5 and up. Every week there's something out there. There's some cool superhero books out this week. I am not in my underwear, and I'm not in my basement. Just to clarify that. superhero books this week. The best, this is our comic book of the week. This is flat out fabulous. It's Justice League Power Rangers. It's a miniseries. This is issue 3 of 6. And this series is off the chain. It's a fun comic book because it combines the strengths of both teams, puts them together, and it's so much fun. And what they do so well in this miniseries is that they bring action, real action that kids are going to relate to. And they're gonna look at this comic book and they're gonna say, you know what, this is fun action stuff. This is not Thomas the Train action that my little brother or little sister sees. This is great action that's gonna be age appropriate for ages 5 and up. And that is incredibly difficult to do, because that's why I'm so excited about this, because so few superhero comic books or action comic books are able to bring action and fun into a comic book series that's great for really young kids. And really young kids, I say 5 and up. This one does it, though. This is a miniseries, Justice League Power Rangers. It's issue 3 of 6. It's a joint effort from DC Comics and Boom Studios, and you will not regret it if you see it, if you pick it up. It's great stuff. It really is. Unbeatable Squirrel Girl. Now, we touched on this issue last month. Issue 18 is out this week, and it's a great comic book. It really is. However, what I'm really high on right now and what I really want to recommend is this. It's The Unbeatable Squirrel Girl, Squirrel Meets World. And this is a book. It's a legitimate book. There are very few pictures in this. Really, there are no pictures in this. It's a book. I can't say that enough. It is going to be okay for middle schoolers and up just because it's that age. It is a 300-page book that is all about Squirrel Girl and a bit about her origin and just an adventure that she has. And this is great middle school reading stuff that is silly, that has legitimate action, and it's really fun. It's written by Shannon Hale and Dean Hale, and between the two of them, they've got just about every book honor around here. Shannon, Austin Land, all sorts of kid stuff, and it's really neat. And what I like about it is, and what kids are going to like about it, is it really varies up how the book is presented. Some chapters are written in text form, like two people are texting, but what's happening is Squirrel Girl is texting other superheroes to ask them advice. So she texts Rocket Raccoon, and Rocket texts back as only he would. Then she texts Thor, and it's funny because it subverts the superhero genre just enough, as Squirrel Girl does, but it still respects it because it acknowledges that she is a superhero too in her own right. And it is fun. It's a book. I read it in 2 days because it was so much fun. I did not expect to like it, but kids in middle school, boys or girls, will really like this. How do we do this? The book is from Disney Publishing. Can you find it in comic book stores? I don't know. I think you can, but you can definitely find it on Amazon and any of the big box bookstores. But check it out. Look for it. It's The Unbeatable Squirrel Girl, Squirrel Meets World. It's a book, and your kids in middle school will love it. I mentioned that there are some cool graphic novels out this week, and this is one of them. The second novel in this series really took us by surprise because it was unlike anything we'd read before. It inspired curiosity, it was fun to read, and made us want to go out and learn. Go figure. It was a Secret Coders, Paths and Portals. And what I really liked about this was it embraced STEM, it embraced computer coding, and it did it in such a way that kids will be genuinely curious as to how it's done, because let's kind of face education facts here for a second. Coding and computers, that is where the jobs will be in the future. So if you have a child now, or if you're a kid and you're saying, you know what, maybe I want to have a secure job future when I'm older, and how can I do that by reading comic books? This is one of the ways. It's kind of a stretch, but stay with me. I promise it works. Secret Coders, Secrets and Sequences is the third volume in this all-new graphic novel series. So all-new graphic novel series. What I mean is it's just a brand new series. It's not a collection of previously issued comic books. And it's fun. It's fun to read, and it presents kids with coding challenges, like ways how you kind of do zeros and ones to create and move things on the computer and make things happen. The kids do this with robots through a series of challenges at Stately Academy. That's their school that they go to that also has kind of a basement where villains and secret things happen. It's a fun book, and kids in middle school and up will love it. Our oldest child is in elementary school, and he's just a little too young to really get this. He likes to look at the pictures, but he's not curious enough about coding to fully embrace it. Having said that, it's almost summer. I know it's only March, but if you're planning on summer camps, there are lots of coding camps wherever you are. I mean, if you punch in coding camp, I know there's, what is it, Code Nation? I think it is. One resource, especially if you have a girl, is going to be Girls Who Code. They have programs all around the United States. Kids for Coding, CODING, as opposed to the cough syrup. I know. Had to say it, just in case some parents were thinking it. There's something out there for you. Alternately, if you want to do something at home, we recently got the Kano, the K-N-O, Kano computer. That is a kind of a build-it-yourself computer, but you build it in 5 to 7 steps. I forget how long it took us, and it didn't take us. Our 7-year-old built it. It uses the Raspberry computer system. It's a little too advanced for him, but if you have an 8-year-old that's curious about computers and how they work, check out that computer system and dig into this one, this book. This graphic novel is awesome. It is Secret Coders, Secrets, and Sequences. The quality in this book is top-notch. You will like it. Another comic book that comes out this week. This is a legit comic book, a single-issue standalone comic book. It's from Joe Books, and it's Disney Pirates of the Caribbean, issue number 4. You know what? I kind of have renewed faith in this series. Could it be due to the most recent Pirates of the Caribbean trailer and the fact that they said his final mission? And I hope it is the final mission, and I hope they make it good. Because who would have thought that a dopey ride from Disney World could become an entertaining movie? Well, I didn't. I scoffed many years ago when it came out. That's kind of what some people may do when they look at this comic book. They may say, Disney Pirates of the Caribbean? They made that into a comic book? But think about it logically. It makes sense. This is Captain Jack Sparrow. He can take on all manner of monsters and stuff without the restraints of budget. So it's great. And it's a fun little book for kids to read. Ages 6 and up will like this comic book. It's good. Do you have a teen reader? If you do, they may already be hip to this. If not, it's huge and it's massive. It is One Punch Man. It is a publishing juggernaut in Japan. It is incredibly popular over there. And even you're probably shaking your head going, oh, One Punch Man, yeah, we know that. If you don't, it's funny stuff. And it's kind of a wry, dry sense of humor about a superhero in a future alternate world. He can defeat his opponents with one punch. And that's kind of where the interest element of the graphic novel and the manga come into play, because he gets kind of bored. He's the strongest cat out there. And he's also very humble, so other superheroes step up to take the credit for the work that he did. Some people know his secret, some people don't. This is going to be great for teens, because it's just the content in it. It is a manga, so the presentation in the book is going to be different, but it's also going to be very cool for kids who are teens and up, maybe even some tweens. Maybe 12-year-olds might get this and be okay with it. Maybe. One Punch Man, if you're into comics or manga at all, you already know this, and you're shaking your head going, middle-aged man, get with it. So there we are. That's more for the parents in the audience. Jim Henson, Storyteller Giants. This is the final issue in this really fabulous miniseries. This is going to be great for the Middle-earth kids who are ages 11 and up. Content-wise, there's going to be nothing bad in the book. It's just very Middle-earthy and very fable-ish. So it's not going to really be of interest to younger kids. However, it's fabulous, and it really is one of our favorite miniseries so far this year. It's going to be in our top 10 for the year, just because of the quality that always goes into these Storyteller miniseries. This is the last one, issue number 4. Who's it going to be for? Again, not for everybody, but if you like Middle-earth stuff, oh, you're going to love the art in this. It's Jim Henson's Storyteller Giants, issue number 4. Hey, our email, It is Trey, T-R-E-Y, at daddymojo.net, or on Twitter. It's at daddymojo.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.